I recall that day, 10 years ago, the day of my ordination as your bishop, and my main prayer throughout the whole first part of that ceremony was that I would not get sick and throw up all over Father Reed's church. He would not have been amused had I done that to him. But the curious thing is that after the ordination, it comes after the gospel, as you know, after the ordination, and we started the offertory Eucharistic prayer, after that, I felt fine. I knew what I was doing, celebrating Mass. I wasn't sure that I knew what I was going to be doing as a bishop. So I came alive in the middle of the Mass. So I first appeared to you as your bishop in the middle of the Mass there in Garden City. And it's appropriate these 10 years later that I speak to you in the middle of another Mass. The Mass is the source and the summit of all our Catholic life, of course. It is the one sacrifice of Christ extended through time and through space. In it, we find our origin. In it, we find our destiny. In it, the Lord has said and done all that he needs to do. Now, when I celebrate Mass at my home, in my private chapel, I use a chalice made in Germany in 1883. It's a little worse for the wear now. It has been replated, but too many bumps and too many jolts and too many drops have left it with a sorry, lopsided look, with a sad little tilt to it, which for me adds to the charm. In these 125 years, it has had very hard use. It belonged to a German priest, one of our pioneer priests, Father Disselkamp, who died in Spearville in 1938. He gave this chalice hard use all over southwest Kansas. It wears me out just to read about him. And I suppose I use his chalice because I want to continue his selfless, itinerant tradition. I suppose I use his chalice because I want to be like him when I grow up, a missionary bishop in a missionary land. Now, oftentimes, a strange thing happens when I come to consecrate the wine in this chalice. When I look into that trembling red liquid, I can see my own face looking up at me from the bottom of the cup. I can see my face floating in that dark wine. The very gesture of consecration is thus a prayer for me that I might be plunged into the bottomless mystery of the death of Christ. The very gesture of consecration is thus a plea for me that the bottomless mystery of me might be transformed by the power of the risen Christ. It is the Spirit of God praying in me and for me at that moment, as St. Paul said, that I might find myself in the very bottom of this cup. There's something comforting to me about floating in the mystery of Christ. There's something comforting to me about sinking to the bottom of his bottomless well. I should like to suggest to you that this was the very experience of St. Paul, the tireless apostle to us Gentiles. This whole year will be devoted to him, as you know. Started at the end of June. We celebrate the 2000th anniversary of his birth. I am already being poured out like a libation, he said toward the end of his life, just before his execution. When I hear that, what I hear is that he's being poured not so much out as being poured into the cup of mystery. So today, and every day in this Pauline year, I would suggest you immerse yourselves in his experience, in his cup of mystery. You will find me there, and I would appreciate your prayers. You will find one another there. You will find yourself there. You will find Christ Jesus there. For years now, scholars have spoken of Paul's Christ mysticism. That was never better expressed than in his letter to the Galatians, where he said, I live, now not I, but Christ lives in me. Open yourselves to that fully in these Pauline days, and find yourselves and your families transformed, and find all of Dodge City transformed, and find that every city and town of Southwest Kansas has become, as I told you in Garden City 10 years ago, every town and village has become God's city.